to another edition of Bridging the Gap. We're taking the word to the streets. Bridging the Gap with Dwayne Kennedy. Oh, don't go nowhere. You're listening to Bridging the Gap. Bridging the Gap.
Yes and amen. Hey, welcome to Bridging the Gap. We are in the house today. You know, I'm excited about this show today. I have a gentleman we're going to introduce in a little while. He has a passion for everything that I'm passionate about. I love to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. I love to tell people about Christ. And then I go back into scriptures and then I find out that that's the Great Commission. This is what he calls us to do, to share the gospel of Christ and to make disciples of men. See, so I'm so excited about the broadcast today, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. But, you know, I like going right into some good gospel music and letting the Lord have his way. Amen. So, hey, here we go. Hallelujah.
Bridging the Gap. Bridging the Gap.
He made a way for me so many times. Lost my dad, left me hurting lonely. Turned into a message, this my testimony. Never should have made it, that I can't deny. Wrapped the truck around the pole, we was drunk and high. We was out here living life, mama prayed for safety. Told me make it back, my mama love a baby. Thank God daddy saved and made a better me, see. We turn ramen noodles in the fettuccine. Two princesses and my wife a baddie. Look at all these blessings, gotta thank my daddy.
Outside, I'm trying to get it, yo. And every day I come outside, I'ma get it, bro. Repetition getting dirty like a groundhog. Repetition, I can't afford to be around y'all. Everybody wanna conversate, but I'm trying to move. Doing work for the Lord, he coming back soon. Not in the mood for none of the shenanigans. Eating Wheaties in the morning, breakfast of the champions. Bob the Builder with the work, I'm in that mode. Even when it's minus 10 outside, yeah, that cold. You gotta put in work or you die starving. That's why I put in work. Look at my garden. I'm going harder than I ever did before. Stop Satan's work against God. You know the scope. That's why the devil mad. We about to kill it. That's why these demons mad. They about to thrill it. Every day is just another day up on the block. Every day is just another day up on the stock. Pray to the Lord that I never stop. The dream gotta work. Gotta make it pop. Repetition.
Work.
Repetition.
Work. Work.
Repetition.
Work.
Repetition.
Work.
Yeah. Repetition. Work. Work harder than. Repetition. Work. Work smarter than. Gotta get it even if I'm busting in the gym. Gotta get it like I play above the rim. Yeah. In the trenches on the phone with my Jesus. In the trenches going hard in the season. In the trenches getting dirty with my comrade. I can imagine how the devil look. Oh yeah, you big mad. Time keeps going, so I'm on the clock. The way I move, you would think I was on the block. Can't miss me, I'm dressed like I could be. If Jesus was here, this exactly where it would be. They keep getting mad that I'm really on. Sorry I couldn't give them what they really want. I gotta work hard till I see the sun up. Praying hard like I'm trying to wake the sun up. Every day is just another day up on the block. Every day is just another day up on the stock. Pray to the Lord that I never stop. The dream gotta work, gotta make it pop. Repetition.
Work.
Repetition.
Work.
Repetition.
Work.
Repetition.
Work.
Check it. Oxymoron, don't be dumb. Yeah. Oxymoron, here I come. Yeah. Oxymoron, double entendre. Ride till the wheels fall off in this Honda. This what you get when you putting them pounds up. The curve gonna be nasty. Wait for the wound up. You ain't going hard. You can't be around us. Said we was at the bottom, the top where they found us. Dirt on my body and my clothes disgusting. But if a man don't work hard, he'll have nothing. Yeah, that's why I'm in the gym. That's why I'm in the booth. Only by his grace, I'm living proof. They been mad at me, cause I'm going in. They been mad at me. I'm going for to win. They been mad at me. What am I supposed to do? They been mad at me. This ain't really nothing new. Every day is just another day up on the block. Every day is just another day up on the stock. Pray to the Lord that I never stop. The dream gotta work, gotta make it pop. Repetition.
Work, 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 work.
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 We're taking the word to the streets, bridging the gap.
Hey, LaMarco, you ready? Come on.
Open up, it's time to read Ephesians, boy. No time for the slack, no sleeping. Get the word, it's time for me to murder. Murder my flesh, got both of my feeding, boy. HG be the squad, what? Free from what? The guilt, yeah, I'm free from it all. What? I was in the pit, now I stand on the rock. Talking about the one true God, the one true God.
Wait, hold up, let me go ahead and break it down for a second. Never leave the crib without the sword, never naked. Everything I do is for the Lord, come and test me. HG, boy, on the call with a blessing. I need more with your Lord, I be stressing. Depression got me feeling like I'm falling in depression. The Father is my weapon when the devil in my section. Man, I count on his protection when I call.
Look, pick it up, I'm talking about the cross. You better go give it up before you know what the time gone. Better put your eyes on the Father in heaven and take them off of your iPhone. You better turn the light on. About to spit it for the glory you got. Somebody turn the mic on, even if the mic off. I'ma stand for the king, even if I die long, die long.
Right on, I know you was living life in the dark, stuck with your mind gone, mind blown. You was lost in the wind, too high, couldn't climb down. I remember I was right there, I was trapped, I was living in a nightmare. Now I'm back and I'm living for the Christ, yeah. Straight facts and I'm feeling so alive, yeah. I'm alive, yeah.
You gave up your life for your children, my Father, so we could be free in this world. You gave us your spirit, you told us to preach to the ones who were deep in this world. Confess with the mouth and believe with the heart, and you say we shall be saved. Submit to the Father with glory and get rid of all of them childish ways.
I'm back in, I'm prayed up, I'm telling the dead to blaze up. It's heaven inside, but never we are. We stomp on the devil's lies, we can't edify you. Let you know the Father, he will never let you down. Don't you know you got a weapon, you better pull out the weapon and let it bang. The enemy coming for everything, don't be scared to aim. We gon' do it for the name, the only name that will remain is my Lord.
Look, I ain't perfect, but I shoot for that. Far from it, but I choose to clap back. When the devil attacking, come and try to steal my joy. When he see my Father making some noise, he come to kill and destroy. But I ain't having it. I'ma stand and rejoice when he attacking me. Put my faith in the soul. I never lack again. As soon as I go walk in them doors, I never lasted.
Look,
it
I'ma forever be with the king. I'm stepping inside, but for now I'm giving them heaven. It's heavenly mind. I'ma lift my hands, I'm doing it for the Lamb. Do it for the Christ, ain't doing it for the gram. I'ma let the word of God tell me who I am. I'ma give him everything, everything that I have. The freedom of God, the beauty of God. I'm reaching for the champ. The only reason I stand is blessing me and the fam.
You know it, yeah. Open up the floodgates, pouring. Fill me with your love, I stole it. Man, I'm growing. I remember I was at my lowest, but Jesus came and saved me, now I owe it. Out to the king, man, this is why I sing. Praise, give him all the glory, cause I could've died a fiend. Ay, living for the Father, I ain't gotta try to escape. He done broke the shackles, I'll be rose up in 3 days.
And my life is but a breath. I should leap when I grow. Reap what I sow. Turn up any day, even when the money low. Talking mad dedication. With God by my side, I know that I'm never waiting. It's all about the choice. Got freedom in his will. He was looking over me when I was in the veil. He already knew me even when I wasn't here. He's always gonna see me for the person that was real. Now that's the real deal. Got a lot of blessings I'ma feel. I could go through anything in life, and I promise I'ma be alright. If it's a bad day, I'll get through the night. And if I'm not okay, he gon' make it right.
Let's believe.
You know this life is a do or die. It's another kind of riptide. I had to say goodbye to my other side. I had to do away with the self-pride. Wasn't getting anywhere cause I wasn't fully satisfied.
Life is right when it's me and you. Nothing takes me away from you. Look at all the things I've been through. I'm right here and I ain't leaving you. Nothing pulls me away from you.
I need you like a lifeline. Never dare to walk alone without you by my side. If I was a captain, I'd pick you first every time. There's no question, never had a doubt up in my mind. You the headline, then the crazy set of hammer time. You the catalyst, like an enzyme. Pull me from the inside and let your light shine. I ain't perfect, but I'm all about you every rhyme. I can be about it if I'm dwelling on my sin. How I'm supposed to win if I don't believe within? I ain't leaving soon, cause without you, I can't move. Look at all you done, what else is for you to do? To me, life is cool when it's just me and you. All I wanna do is live 100 by the truth. I'ma be alright as long as I am next to you. I need to be verified, I need you to approve. But I don't need no change, cause I'm one thing in his word. I pray all the time, so when he talk to me, I learn. I'ma stay put and read up on his book. I'ma learn from the best, so when he come, I ain't shook, no surprise. You need real eyes to realize that he the prize. And nah, I ain't taking off no days. I'm about to get this raise. Raise to heaven, and you know it lasts forever, ever, ever, ever.
Life is right when it's me and you. Nothing takes me away from you. Look at all the things I've been through. I'm right here and I ain't leaving you. Nothing pulls me away from you. Cause by your side I'll never lose. And when I pray I know you'll move. All the things that have brought me through, there's just some things that I'll never do. And I can't leave cause I'm into you.
Yes, and amen. Hey, that's Selena Lena. Hey, amen. I remember when she was a small child and she's just sharing the gospel now. God is good. Hey, but I am in the house today with my man, Fred Hagee, and I just appreciate him. You know, there's some people that you meet in life and you just connect with. His passion for sharing the gospel is just unbelievable. Amen. And I want to talk with him. Hey, how are you today, Fred?
I'm good, Dwayne. How about you, sir?
Man, I just love the Lord and I love what you're doing and everything that you're involved in. And let me give you guys a little background of me. You see, because I'm a witness. As soon as I came into Christ, I started sharing the gospel. I mean, I had a crew. We stayed on it before I did anything. We stayed on the streets sharing the gospel. We're talking about as a job. You know, we would go to work and we have our hours of witnessing, and we would come and we would walk all around Minnesota, Minneapolis, just sharing the gospel. We lived in different cities. So we would meet in Minneapolis and we would just walk around those streets for hours. I mean, we were tired. We were sweating and exhausted at the end of the day, but we did it faithfully, you know, and that's my heart. That's my heart. See, so when I come across people that have the same passion, so wonderful. So introduce yourself to the listeners.
Well, Dwayne, first of all, thank you for the invitation to being here. I love your station. I was born in church, Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever told my dad that going to church was optional. When we got up on Sunday morning, we were in church. Didn't make no difference whether you felt good, it didn't make no difference. Mm-hmm. We were there. I was 48 years old. And it never led one person to Christ.
Wow.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And God had put people in my path for the express purpose of sharing the gospel. I grew up in a denominational church, and we didn't share the gospel. I was taught that you let the pastor do that, or you let somebody else who is better than you, somebody can always do it better than you. So we let them do it, and consequently, we never did it.
Mm-hmm.
And at 48 years old in 2002, I had carried all the guilt with me that I possibly could. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't stand the guilt anymore. So I enrolled in Piedmont Bible College and studied personal witnessing and evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
And a young evangelist took us over to 28th in Cleveland. We shared the gospel over there, and I saw him lead a young lady with sickle cell disease to the Lord, and it changed my life that day. Amen. I caught a vision, and I've never been the same since, brother.
Wow. And see, those are the powerful things in our lives that impact our direction. You know, it changes our direction totally. Because I was the same way. You know, when I got saved, And I like I said, I didn't have the church experience. I didn't have the altar call walk and all of that stuff. It was just me and God in my little drug confessor department. And when he showed me that he revealed to me that he is real.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, man, I got to tell everybody about this. And then I didn't know people, some were receiving and some didn't. I didn't have that. But the Lord put me around some good people that, you know, and I always have to give them shout out. Now I was in school for about 7 years, studying, all up. You know what I mean, Bishop Richard D. Howe, and he just instilled witnessing and teaching and the gospel in us classes after class after class. And then I went to seminary. I went I did it all. You know, I got about three different minister's license. You know what I'm saying? I just went. I wanted to know more about what I was into. So how did that experience take you to another level in witnessing?
Well, first of all, for me, I had to establish a personal witnessing skill set.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to develop a framework that I could build a personal witnessing skill set around. And that's what my book's about.
Mm-hmm.
Building your own personal witnessing skill set that fits your personality type. We're all different. Some of us are introverted, extroverted. Some of us are comfortable sharing our faith, but whatever. This book's designed to help you get a personal witnessing skill set that's right for you. Mm-hmm. And once I got my skill set built around my personality type, all of a sudden I got comfortable sharing my faith.
Amen.
And I was like you. I thought I had to share my faith with everybody I met. And once I got my skill set built around me and my personality type, all of a sudden I never concentrated on my skill set after that. I was just concentrated on finding somebody who was spiritually lost that I could share the gospel with.
Amen.
And at that point, you become effective.
Yeah. You know, and all of this is scripture. See, I didn't know about sharing the gospel. When I got saved. And then, you know, my testimony is all over the place. But when I got saved, I didn't know anything. Even the Bible was teaching us about sharing the gospel. Mm-hmm. I wanted to share the gospel because what my experience was, it was like, man, I got to tell people about this.
Yeah.
You know, and that was it. But let's get back to your book, man, because listen, he has a book and he's going to give away a couple of them today. So you guys get your pens and ready, for the phone number. The phone number here is 336-896-1340. I'll let you know when to call. Again, the number here is 336-896-1340. He has a book called Give 'Em Jesus. The only soul winner's handbook you will ever need. And I tell you something, I breathe through the pages, it's a great work. It's a great work. But anything that can help you share this gospel is needed. It's something that is needed in your life. And I just appreciate this. But I've been talking with Fred for the longest, off and on, sitting back, talking. And his passion for Christ is what stands out for me. And like we was talking earlier, I remember when Paul was so passionate about sharing the gospel. You see, you know, he had the knowledge, but he was so passionate about sharing the gospel. When he was in front of King Agrippa, King Agrippa said, man, you almost persuade me to get saved. You know what I'm saying? And that's how passionate we all should be about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to take that on. Y'all got to excuse me today because I'm kind of excited today because this is what I am all about. This is what I have ever since my walk with Christ. This is all that I have been about is sharing the gospel. Everything about my life has been about sharing the gospel, about outreach, about in-reach ministries. Because, you know, sometimes you got to in-reach, you got to share the gospel in the church, too. You know, so it's all about that. And I'm just so passionate about that. So, you know, my foundation scripture is Matthew 9, 36 through 38, where Jesus said, he told us to pray for the laborers. He said, pray that the Lord will send laborers. He said, the harvest is ripe. Pray for the Lord to send the laborers. And that should always be in our prayer because who we can't reach, somebody else can reach. and who we want to reach sometimes, you know, like people close to us, they might not receive a word from us, but someone, pray for someone to give them a word or get that word to them. You know, like Fred just said, you know, you have to find out your witnessing techniques. And this book is a great view on that. But we're going to get into that. I'm going to go to a break and we're going to come back and we're going to talk some more with Fred about this work of ministry that I am just so passionate about. Y'all got to excuse me, but this is my thing right here. Written. Like I tell you, this kind of is like a fishing show. We're fishing for the souls of man. Gospel hip hop is just another outlet for us to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes and amen. Hey, we got to get these commercial switches together. But hey, welcome back to Bridging the Gap. We in the house and I'm here with my man, Fred Hagee. Like I said, there's so many people that I like hanging out, but I love sharing the gospel. I love talking to people about the Lord. This is my primary conversation and it's been like that for over 30 years, you know? So, I mean, it is what it is to me. Hey, but Fred, can you share some of them statistics with us?
Well, Dwayne, one glaring statistic out there today is that 95% of born-again evangelicals have never led one person to Christ. So when we get to church in the morning, our brothers and sisters there in our churches, 95% of them have never led one person to Christ. Mm. And that was a statistic that's glared at me for a couple of decades since I became a witness for Christ. And I dedicated my book to the body of Christ. This book is not written to the lost. It's written to the body of Christ to help them get prepared to share the gospel with the lost.
Mm-hmm.
To help them get out of that pew they're mired in and get ready, get their skill set adapted for them. And, you know, I dedicated it to not only to the body of Christ, but to pastors.
Mm-hmm.
In a recent statistic, 36% of pastors out there today said that they're contemplating leaving the ministry.
Mm.
A lot of them are bivocational. They don't. Most of them are struggling with budgets in their church. They don't have any help. And personal witness training is something that just kind of gets shuffled off to the side. Mm. And it doesn't seem to get addressed. So that's why I dedicated my book to the body of Christ, to our pastors mm-hmm. out there today, as a tool to help them get their body of Christ there prepared to share the gospel in their day-to-day walk.
Wow. And that's a good thing. Now, because I remember talking to you, now you said you was at church for 48 years yeah. and never led anybody. Was that not like they didn't have the outreach ministry and all of that stuff? There was no teaching on that per se? Or?
Dwayne, about once a year, we might go door to door. And when we did, we didn't take our Bible with us. We weren't prepared when we went. And when we went, we'd wrench our shoulder out a joint yeah. and pat ourselves on the back, you know, like we'd done something monumental.
Mm-hmm.
And I never witnessed anybody come to Christ.
Mm.
And after struggling with all the guilt that I was struggling with in 2002, I come to realize that the reason nobody had showed me how to lead somebody to Christ is because they didn't know how either.
Mm.
It's very common not to know,
mm-hmm.
Not to have those personal witnessing skills. Greg Laurie has a testimony about that. Dr. David Jeremiah has a testimony about that. And Dr. James Kennedy was floundering horribly in his first church until an old suburban Atlanta pastor showed him how to share the gospel. And that week that he was there leading a revival, he witnessed that old pastor lead 55 people to Christ that week,
mm-hmm.
sharing the gospel one-on-one in those Atlanta homes. And he took that skill set and that motivation back to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and led that church to become the largest church in North America.
Wow. Well, all I know is this is something that's just really passionate. passionate to me. Matter of fact, I used to feel guilty because I felt like I wasn't sharing it enough. You know what I'm saying? And that was a hurtful feeling for me. But I was always like, man, okay, what can I do next? What can I do next? And keep in mind, I know salvation is not based on works. See, so it was never based on the salvation, the works for salvation. For me, it was always based on, man, I experienced this. Mm-hmm. This is not something that I was taught. This is something that I had experienced, and I want everybody to experience it. And that's pretty much my foundation of sharing it. But I felt like, man, I have to do it. I have to do it. I have to do it. You know, and it was I can't say it was a curse and a blessing, but that was, I felt convicted when I wasn't sharing the gospel. Mm-hmm. I felt convicted when someone walked away from me and I didn't say nothing to them about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, Lord. And, you know, so I was always continually seeking him about, okay, this. So I just made it up in my mind. I'm always going to share it. I'm always going to tell something. You know, you be around me a few minutes, Christ is coming out of the conversation. And you have a lot of bullet points in your book. And you know, people, listen, this is actually, it's a book. It's not like a little pamphlet. Because when I first seen it, I thought it was a pamphlet or something. No, this is a book. This went time, energy, wisdom went into preparing this. This is a guide to help you share the gospel, to prepare you on how to share the gospel. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. And so tell us a little bit more about some of the bullet points that's in here.
Okay. Dwayne, to your point just a second ago before I do that, mm-hmm. you're never closer to God than when you tell that lost sinner about Jesus. I promise you that's as close to God as you will ever, ever, ever get. With regard to the book, the first chapter is a very detailed presentation of the gospel. It's a sit down engagement that you might do over lunch, or you might do with your grandson, or you might do with some occasion that you have maybe 30 minutes. But in the course of our fast paced society today, frequently we will not have that 30 minute opportunity. So chapter 2 is entitled Four Easy Steps to Share the Gospel in 4 Minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much what you're talking about. We have to be prepared. We have to know how to engage that conversation. We have to know how to get them to the scriptures just as quickly as we can get them there, because that's where the power is. Mm-hmm. The power is not in the man of God or the woman of God. The power of God is in the Word of God. That's where the conviction comes in. Mm-hmm. So my job is to get the Word of God into their hands, hopefully get them reading out of their own mouth, through their eyes, into their ears, into their own heart. And it's just so much more powerful.
Yeah. You know, that's been one of my prayers every time even last night, you know, I always ask the Lord, give me the words that's going to penetrate someone's heart, you know, because it's like you said, it's not us. So I seek not to come out of my studying or come out of my experience. I want the words to Lord, because Lord know them. Lord, give me the words to say to them. Give me the words that the listeners may hear to penetrate their heart. There is nothing greater than this gospel. And we minimize it, and we walk around with a lifestyle that we're just living and not realize is everything that we have, we is in Christ. Everything, yeah. Everything, our whole being is within him. Our living, our life, our heartbeat, everything is within him. And we walk around, you know, like we testing God, and God is actually looking at us, mm-hmm. you know. And even though I know works don't get you to heaven, I'm always reminded that when we get to heaven, we're going to be judged for the works that we've done here on earth. Mm-hmm. See, so I'm always thinking about what's the best way to share this gospel? What's next? How do I do this now? I was paralyzed for about 2 months, you know, in the hospital. And when I, in that process, and this was a defining moment for me. Now, keep in mind, I was in Christendom mm-hmm. all for 30 some years. Mm-hmm. So I never expected that to happen, but it happened. And I woke up in the hospital after surgery. The doctor already told me that I would probably be paralyzed for life. I woke up after surgery. My kids and everybody was gone. Nobody was in the hospital room but me. And I woke up and I looked around the room and I couldn't move, but I looked around the room, and the only thought that came to my mind was, Lord, what can I do for you now? Mm-hmm. And I started crying because I found out that, Dwayne, you are really in this. You know, it's not just something that you're just doing. You are really in this, you know. Mm-hmm. So anything that I can do, anything that I can do to share this gospel, I'm passionate about it. So I love this book. Hey, listen, we're going to go to a break, people. Give us a call. The number here is 336-896-1340, 336-896-1340. Call during the break, and when some music is playing, and we get one of these books out there to you. And also, if you have any questions for Fred, just give us a call. We would love to entertain. Best time to call is when the commercial's on and when music is playing, so I can pay close attention to you. Amen. But we're going to go to a break, and we will be right back on Bridging the Gap. Yes and amen. Hey, welcome back to Bridging the Gap. We're in the house with Fred Hagee, the author of the book, Give 'Em Jesus, the only soul-winning handbook you will ever need. Amen. And I do have a caller on the line. She wants a book, and she had a question. Are you there, caller?
I'm here.
How are you? She said she just got in the car and heard briefly of the conversation. Mm-hmm. So what would you like to share? And we're going to get a book to you as well.
Okay. My name is Waltina Robinson, and one thing I had been asked to do was head up the evangelism ministry in our church, and I said yes. But what I realized is that even though I had led people to Christ, you know, mm-hmm. individually, you know, on work in other places, you know, outside the church. I didn't have any training, and you used to hear the statement all the time, sheep beget sheep. Mm-hmm. And so, but what I found out was that the sheep would get sheep, but they had never been trained. So how do you change the culture in the church, for each of them, believer, to understand that they are really personal evangelists? You know, you have to take this thing personal and understand it's everybody's responsibility to lead people into the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And so how do you go about changing that culture in a church where members think it's somebody else's responsibility to do it?
Okay. Ms. Robinson, this is what I would suggest. Get the book, read chapter 2. That will help you immensely. That will help you get your people developing their skill set. Now, this would be my recommendation. Find two people there in your church who are dedicated, who are committed to getting skilled on sharing their faith. Commit your time to those two people. Take those two people out with you, sharing the gospel until they see you do it. They get comfortable with it. And this may take a couple of events. You understand? It may not happen the first time.
Right.
But over the course of two or three times, these people will catch a vision. I will promise you. And when they catch a vision, all of a sudden, they are able and capable of taking two people out with them. And they can train them.
Right.
And they will no longer be dependent upon you. But you can take two more, and all of a sudden, in the course of maybe 4, 5, 6 months, you've got an army of people there who are skilled in Amen. Sharing their faith, and you're going to see a lot of decisions for Jesus. And sister, this is what I believe. I believe this is how we grow our churches organically, just like what I shared
Amen.
There with you.
Amen.
And I believe that because I'm reading a book now on personal evangelism, and I can't think of the author's name now, but he's expressing how that's lost in the church. And the church's responsibility is to build the kingdom. But you can't build the kingdom if people don't take a personal responsibility individually, all believers, in sharing the gospel with somebody. And so, I'm kind of passionate about what you're talking about right now, because I know how important it is, and every believer ought to know how important personal evangelism is.
Amen.
Because that's exactly how the kingdom is built.
Amen.
And enlarged.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, hold on for a minute, sis. I need to get your information, and we'll be right back with you. Hold on. I'll be right with you. Amen. And that's what it's all about. But, hey, we're going to go to a song so I can gather some information from her. And, Fred said he got some books he want to give out. So we done gave away. So the phone just I couldn't answer all of them, you know. But, hey, God is good, because this is what it's all about for kingdom work. Amen. Hey, amen. We'll be right back on Bridging the Gap.
You looking for me? Just know you won't find me at the club where the bars will behind me at. Ascended to the heavens where my mind be at. You can catch me there, anywhere my father at. Used to be in the world where the blind be at. Now I'm placed down, take sin kindly at. If I rebuke you, cause I see the devil on you, don't take it personal, what you throw in my mind react. Ephesians 6:12 justifies for that. It's principalities actually that I'm barking at. It's not you, for them demons crawling on your back. I can't tell you barking at us, but we barking back. Boof, boof. Put your armor of God on. It's time to go to war, saints! God is comfortable with sinning. Devil think he winning, but my God is grinning, because the time is ending. The last days beginning. The revelation was hidden, but now the Father's revealing. The veil in front of the children, so no more work you're concealing. And sacrifices are chilling. The truth will come to the ceiling and be exalted. Lies that been feeding will be acknowledged. We're seeking the genius become the topic. Since then, everybody was talking, but the revival was not stopping. They thought shutting the world down, the church wouldn't make a sound. We're running now, we ain't getting exhausted. Turbulence on this flight, but I ain't worried about this plane at all. Cause Joshua was in the cockpit. Mom told me wear a mask, cause I'm a faith bigger than that. Now I'm the only one not coughing. Revelation's here. I'm stationed here. With the presence of God, I can vacation here. His greatness here. Peace and kindness and faithful here. Spiritual food too. If you're looking to eat, you can get a playful here. No games in here. No. Say no, we are not playful here. We take authority over the principalities, killing demons. We all catching cases here. No races here. Depression and stress, any basis here. Just Christ in here. Galatians 2:20. We all give a life in here.
Speaking the word and how it relates to you. This is Bridging the Gap.
Hey, who made this beat? That's Yeti?
Don't care about the money, I forgot first. Don't care about the fame, I forgot first. Your friends gonna switch up when you forgot first. Everything gon' change when you pick God first. Don't care about the money, I pick God first. Don't care about the fame, I pick God first. Your friends gon' switch up when you pick God first. Everything gon' change when you pick God first. Hey, I was wild out here, hey, doing the worst. Everything changed when I pick God first. I was washed and it knew me came from out the dirt. And
to send a lot of hate my way, but it won't work. When you controlled by the devil, then I know it hurt. I preach the word, after that, the devil go berserk. They just do it for the Franklins, they ain't talking curve. And I promise to tell the truth in every verse. Don't care about the money, I put God first. Don't care about the fame, I put God first. Your friends gon' switch up when you put God first. Everything gon' change when you put God first. Don't care about the money, I put God first. Don't care about the fame, I put God first. Your friends gon' switch up when you put God first. Everything gon' change when you pick God first. They said that I'm canceled, hey, I can't tell. They scared of losing followers, I'm scared of going to hell. I put my faith in God, ay, and he never fails. I said I put my faith in God, and he never fails. You pray to God, believe your life is Satan. Waiting for them prayers, you can keep on waiting. Show God that you love him, and you might receive him. This world needs Jesus, but you don't believe him. Don't care about the money, I pick God first. Don't care about the fame, I pick God first. Your friends gon' switch up when you pick God first. Everything gon' change when you pick God first. Don't care about the money, I pick God first. Don't care about the fame, I pick God first. Your friends gon' switch up when you pick God first. Everything gon' change when you pick God first.
Speaking the word and how it relates to you. This is Bridging the Gap.
A big thank you to all of our Truth Network listeners for stepping up and donating for our special campaign with Trans World Radio, because Africa needs Jesus. We have a little bit to go. We still need some donations. Would you consider a gift of any amount? $50 will send a wind-up radio to Africa to people that desperately need it. Many of these are beleaguered and persecuted Christians who don't have Christian radio. They don't have a Christian radio to listen to. Trans World Radio has been there since 2008, broadcasting over these countries in West Africa. And now we're asking you to donate to send a radio that could nourish spiritually an entire household, an entire village. Call the number and donate today, 888-988-5656. That's toll-free, 888-988-5656. Thank you for your awesome generosity. Please help us as you're able to donate to get us over the top. TruthNetwork.com, there's a big banner there for Africa Needs Jesus.
This is WPOL, and W273DH High Point.
Yes and amen. Hey, we are back in the house with my man, Fred Hagee. And I just appreciate the work that he's done and what he's doing with this book, because we all need to be trained in something, you know, and it's a lot of people. For instance, just look at the school. You have to go to school to learn something that you didn't know. You know, if you try to train yourself on some of these classes, you probably fail because you don't know all the information. But this is great. I was reading through this book. I mean, this book has scripture. I mean, it's full of scriptures. It's like a Bible. It's more scriptures in it than I see anything. It's not really like his opinions on things. It's directing you of how to do these things. And I love it because Christ is first. Now, I'm one of them guys, and I'm different than norm, but I'm not special, but Christ is everything to me, you know, and it's, that's not a cliche. This is something that I live. This is something that who I am and what the Lord made me. This is me. So that's me in a nutshell, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know. So my thing is I just want to share the gospel. I want to share this good news because we all need it. This is the only thing that's going to separate you from eternal damnation and eternal life. This is the only thing, the gospel, this gospel, you know, and when I was witnessing, I used to see a lot of people, they were scared to witness because not the fact that they wasn't bold enough to speak, but they were scared to witness because they didn't have the answers to give. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't have the word of God in them. You know, I always say more word in, more word out. So you, if you don't have any word going into you, you don't have nothing coming out of you. But let's talk a little bit more about some of these chapters in your book.
Dwayne, chapter 4 is entitled Overcoming Objections. And in there you'll find about 33 of the most common objections that we will face out there as we share the gospel today. I have listed a tremendous number of verses in there, and I have included a phrase there that will help you identify the scripture that you're looking for. As their catalog, that phrase will help you identify the verse that you're looking for, and you can take that person in your testament to that verse and show him straight out of the Word of God there an answer to his objection. I also have in there an extra section on heaven, an extra section on hell, a large number of verses substantiating both, mm-hmm. and some extra salvation verses and some extra assurance verses in there that you might be looking for. Mm-hmm. And then chapter 5 is overcoming false doctrines. We've got all kinds of false doctrines out there today, just like they had throughout the New Testament, and overcoming cults. And I've got some Western false doctrines in there and got some Eastern cults in there as well.
You know, that's one thing. When I was in school, that was one of the most exciting classes of mine was a world religion and all of these world religion. And then I found out that all of them stem from biblical principles. And they just created their own thing, you know. But it all see, so, you know, it's like that saying, well, there's the saying in baseball, almost safe is always out.
Yeah.
You know, this is why you have to be trained in certain things. This is why you have to understand where you're going, because almost all these religions, they take pieces from the scriptures and create their own false doctrine. Yeah. You know, and you have to be careful with that because, like you pointed out, they're all over the place.
And Dwayne, in chapter 6, I've got a chapter there on sharing the gospel with different types of people. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of people out there today who have been injured in a church. We see some out there today who are victims of bullying and abuse and that type thing. And I've got some scripture in there that will lead you to some parables sometimes or different ways that you can address the gospel with this particular type of person that's struggling with a specific injury or obstacle to them coming to know Christ. Mm-hmm. So I think that'll help a lot of people as well.
Yeah. Sounds like it would. And like I said, I'm gratefully going through the scriptures. I see all nothing but scriptures in here. I see scriptures and references to scriptures and sending you here. This is well thought out. This is beautiful. Refuting false doctrine. That's awesome. But if you don't know it's false, you know, you fall right into the trap, because that's what the adversary is. The adversary is he tries to be a carbon copy of the Almighty. You know, you see that even in the Christmas story, you know, Santa Claus, you know, the song that they sing is referring to Christ, but he just put his little thing on there. You know, you see all of these different transmit. It's like it's almost truth. And this is something I always tell a lot of my people, like Farrakhan, for instance. Mm-hmm. Farrakhan is one of the greatest deceivers. And I'm going to tell you this is how, because he know the Bible. And he speaks scripture, but if you can't follow the scriptures, then he'll flip something in there, and you'll be like, you know, and it sounds good, mm-hmm. almost right, always wrong, you know. Mm-hmm. You can't be almost right. Mm-mm. See, this is why we have to apply ourselves in this stuff. We need to apply ourselves in this stuff. And, you know, and I'm all for helping out the next man. And even the scriptures tells us to rally for the poor and help injustices and all of that stuff. But you can't get lost in that. You know, you can't get lost. You have to have the foundation of the gospel.
Dwayne, one thing that comes to my mind is this, that if you're trusting in anything other than the shed blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and if you're placing your hope on anything but the shed blood of Jesus for eternal life, whatever that something plus the shed blood of Jesus, you're trusting in the something.
Yeah.
It's got to be the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and that's the only thing that's going to get us to the kingdom, brother.
Yeah. And you know, just spending some time in Christendom so long, I've seen so many falsehoods, and sometimes I address it, sometimes I don't, because, you know, I try to do my overall goal is to do everything in love. But sometimes the adversary gets on your nerves so bad with foolishness, you know what I mean? You want to address it, and then you fall over into the pattern of not doing it out of love. You know, you get into the hate scene too, because like, man, that is just terrible. And it is, and it's wrong. But we still have to learn how to do it in love and compassion. I love Jesus. Jesus said he looked at the people, and this is how much he loved us. He said he looked at the multitude of people, and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. They were all over the place, just like the caller just said, you know, sheep teaching sheep, and what the Bible says, and they all fall in the ditch. Yeah, so we have to prepare ourselves so that we can be ready for others. This gospel is real, listeners. And I'm nobody. But my experience with God was not book written. It was not man directed. It was me and God. It was me and him. And he showed me. He revealed himself to me. This is what I try to tell my kids and my family. Listen, this thing is real. Now, I don't have the words to give to you. And this is what I ask the Lord, give me the words to penetrate people's heart. Because I don't have the words, but I know he knows everything and everybody. So it's all about sharing this gospel. It's all about embedding ourselves in the gospel of Christ, the words of God. Now, one thing about the Bible, because, you know, we hear that the Bible was written by a white man. If you trace the traces of this book, these manuscripts that was written thousands of years ago, if you trace these steps, which I did, you will find out that this is authentic word. This word is authentic. And this is why we need to embed ourselves in it. I love studying, you know, I do a lot of word study in Hebrew and the Greek, but I love to get the better understanding of what scripture is actually saying. This is why people, we have to apply. You know, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved, not to man. He says, study to show thyself approved to God. See, you have an audience of one. God is watching you. Remember I said earlier, works don't get us into heaven. But when we get to heaven, we're going to be judged for the works that we did down here on the earth. And one of them, did you apply yourself to me, in me? Did you try to learn? The Bible says, learn of me. Whew. Listen. Let's get back to this book, because I get lost in this because I'm so passionate about it because of my experience with it, not because of what somebody told me, not because what the preacher said, not because of none of that. I'm into this because I know it's real. Just like I forget which prophet said. He said, "I seen him." I think it was Jeremiah. I'm not sure which one, but one of the prophets, they said, "I seen the Lord." Mm-hmm. He seen him. Moses seen the burning bush. You can't go back from that. You know what I'm saying? When you see those things, you can't go back from that. The Joshua generation, he was marching, geared to go take an army. And there was a man standing on a mountaintop. And he went up to the man. He said, "Are you with me or are you with my enemies?" Mm-hmm. And the man said, "I'm not with none of y'all. I'm here to command my army." That was the Lord, my people. Listen, I won't get into it, but let's get back to this book because we got a couple minutes before we go to break. So now how do people study this book? Just kind of read it hand in hand with the Bible, or this is pretty much, you have everything in here intact?
Dwayne, I think you've got pretty much everything you need in there intact. I've got most of the scripture verses listed and the scripture attached to them. Over there in defending objections, some of that you would definitely want to refer to your Bible as you're talking with the person that you're witnessing to. But Dwayne, one thing I want to really drive home this afternoon, as strongly as I know how, the thing that impressed me the most 21 years ago when I became a witness for Christ is the people that I was so nervous witnessing to were looking to me so wholeheartedly to share the truth with them. They were looking for truth. They were desperately seeking truth. And I had a misconception about that. I thought that they were always going to want to ignore me, mm-hmm. or want to avoid me. And that's not true. When you are a compelling witness for Christ, when you are practical and when you are passionate, they want to hear what you've got to say.
Amen.
In a recent survey, I believe it was by the Barna Group, and I've got this quoted here in the book. In a recent survey, 70% of the people who were surveyed said that they would be willing to listen to a presentation of the gospel from somebody who was passionate about their faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the compelling words there are compassionate about their faith.
Mm-hmm.
If they trust in your wisdom about the Word of God, they want to hear truth. They've got something missing in their lives that they're struggling with, and they want to listen to your presentation.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that goes with what we just talked about with Paul and King Agrippa, how Paul was just, he was so passionate about what he was saying, yeah. You know what I mean? He in court, you know, and the king said, listen, man, you almost persuade me to be saved. But the thing is, you're absolutely right. I have seen it so many times when I'm speaking to someone and someone's over here on the side, it's not in this conversation, but listening. That's how powerful the gospel is. You know, I'm going to pull that scripture up in a little bit. It's a scripture, and this is how our Father in heaven works. He said, through the foolishness of us speaking the gospel to others, others can get saved. And he did that to define all these wise people, the wise folks, you know, you got to do the Hail Mary, you got to do this. This is how it's done, and you have to come to the Lord like this. And God said, their wisdom, which is foolishness, he said, through the preaching, through the speaking of for us, you, me, listeners, you, me, and everyone else that's talking about Christ. He said, through the foolishness of speaking the word of God, others can come to be saved. That's how simplistic it is. We need to share this gospel. Beautiful thing. I'm going to find that scripture and read that for y'all because it's a powerful scripture. But let's go to a break. And we'll be right back with my man, Fred. I'll tell you something. I love the conversation. I love where it's going. Hey, but God is good. Hey, we'll be right back on Bridging the Gap.
Hey, this is Gary McGee, pastor of Restoration Community Church in Winston-Salem, and I encourage you to listen to my brother Dwayne Kennedy on his program Bridging the Gap on the Light Radio.
Drea.
Drea, what's up?
D-Rock.
Yeah.
We won't stop.
Won't stop. No, sir.
Everybody wanna know.
Let's show me.
Everybody wanna know how we rock with the king, and that's for sure. We're doing kingdom business. We're doing kingdom business. Everywhere we go, we're doing kingdom business. We're doing kingdom business. Everywhere we go, we're doing kingdom business. We're doing kingdom business.
Kingdom business. I'ma be a kingdom witness. Stand up on your feet if you get this. I'm with this 24/7. Eyes on the prize, trying to make it to heaven. Stand for the gospel, a life free from lavish. And I keep it real, 89 plus 11. Call me the reverend. I preach with that fire. Pass me the scroll, I'll be like Jeremiah. The devil's a liar. We praise like a
choir. Take this up higher. It's for the Messiah. Let them know, let them know. We come to rock the show, rock the show. Let Christ, we gon' let them glow, let them glow. Teach Christ so the souls can grow, souls can grow. A little praise, but we need some more, need some more. Yeah, and I'm about to go wild. Praise through the roof, get it swagged out and so styled. My God is so mild, his ways are so foul. And his promise is passed from your child to your child. Turn this one up from your hood to your hood. See, my God is so good. Don't know him, then you could. Don't share him, then you should. See, I was just asking, not just trying to cash in. I'm repping the God that is filled with compassion. No matter the season, he still be in fashion. I do this right here, cause it is
everybody, everybody wanna know. We rock with the king and that's for sure. We doing kingdom business. We doing kingdom business. Everywhere we go, we doing kingdom business. We doing kingdom business. Everywhere we go, we doing kingdom business. We doing kingdom business.
City to city, show after show. I've seen your glory, but I want some more. May not be angels, but just below. Am I turning back? The answer's no. The rooster's crow, it's still the soul. I've seen my God destroy the foe. May not be major, may not be pro, but still his love is for me though. Can take the silver, can take the dough. I'll still be here till the trumpets blow. We preach the kingdom, the blessings flow. He canceled out the debt we owe.
Everywhere we go, everybody, everybody wanna know. We rock with the king and that's for sure. We doing kingdom business. We doing kingdom business. Everywhere we go, we doing kingdom business. We doing kingdom business. Everywhere we go, we doing kingdom business. We doing kingdom business.
D-Rock,
kingdom business.
Tria. STL to ATL, it's how we get down.
Kingdom business.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a lot of points.
Glory. Tattoo. Worthy of every song I could ever sing. Worthy of that I could ever breathe.
Yo, yo,
yo.
Gang on crazy. Calling that name on the daily. Hands up, power and praise. Steps aside, we ain't got no time to be entertaining no hate. Look how the Lord has saved. Watch. Now we kicking major flavor. Yeah. I will build my life upon his love. In him only will I put my trust. Reach down for me, buy me out the mud. Everybody with me, sit it up, glory at the gateway. Had to read it up and just take over for his name. Ooh, I sat in here with hands high. Lifting them up like thank God. Running it up like K5. If he did it before, he'll do it again. It ain't no safe prize. And you know his love arrested in like a tape fly. Yeah, jump out of church and I'm known. I'm never standing alone. I'm with the gang and we proclaim the one and only name to sit on the throne. What is you on? Yeah, he be writing my wrongs. That's why I write to the songs. You gotta know what's really going on. You gotta know we really going strong. Yeah. And I will build my life.
Over for his name's sake.
on this road is gonna make it. Only got one shot, you better take it. Living in this wicked world will leave you tainted. Time's running out, better not waste it. So I'ma spend my time praising the Lord. Ay, I'ma spend my time praising the Lord. What I'm doing with my time, I'm praising the Lord. I'm praising the Lord. I'm praising the Lord. It's me and God in this ride, cause in these last days I'm fishing. Trying to find some bait that'll grab their attention. Give them the gospel and point them all to the king. But the devil be pulling strings like his last name was Hendrix. One half are stuck in man-made religions. The other half steady on this rat race to riches. At the end of this pathway of ditches, Christ offers us hope, but we trade it for a trash grave and image. And with a bad trait that this is, cats ain't repenting. And it soon will be a day when the lamb takes his vengeance. If you don't have faith in him, then you will get left behind, cause he's coming back for a bride without a splat stain of blemish. You spend your whole life rebelling against El Shaddai, then you get tossed in the fire. What a sad way to end it. I'm praising the Son of Man's name, he's risen. And he will clear the weeds from his garden like a landscaping business. Not many on this road is gonna make it. Only got one shot, you better take it. Living in this wicked world will leave you tainted. Time's running out, better not waste it. So I'ma spend my time praising the Lord. Ay, I'ma spend my time praising the Lord. What I'm doing with my time, I'm praising the Lord. I'm praising the Lord. I'm praising the Lord. Hog my ministry, yay, freedom. Hit the track, screaming Jesus. Heavy step, yay, ordered in other words, man, he leaves. Come on, keep the fame and the fortune, I'd rather die on my cross. Surrendering as a servant, y'all fighting to be the boss. Gave us some marching orders, pursuing the loss. It's a bloody death sacrificial, cause this be the cost. On the side, it's deeper than mob ties. Violate, get checked straight, straight within the shape and then hog tied. Light back from the dark side. Time to thrive, renew our minds, and get on the grind for God's pride. Hey. Time comes when we all die. Who can deny our sin is original? Hey. And done at the same time. Can't merit, so why try? Cast off your leaves. The Son was offered up as a gift, so just receive. Did he bleed? Indeed, the first martyr. Jesus Christ, the first fruits in the mob. We be the harvest, yeah. Not many on this road is gonna make it. Only got one shot, you better take it. Living in this wicked world will leave you tainted. Time's running out, better not waste it. So I'ma spend my time praising the Lord. Ay, I'ma spend my time praising the Lord. What I'm doing with my time, I'm praising the Lord. I'm praising the Lord. Zay. I'm praising the Lord.
Mobbing. The path to destruction is wide. The path of love is narrow. The spirit searches us deep, way down inside the marrow of our bones. Don't want to halt, and our horses the pharaoh. But live in righteousness and uplift Christ as hero in our homes. We know we're living in the last times. Revelation open, trying to understand the last signs. To the poor, the earth, these are the days of your last cries. To the rich and powerful, these the days of your last dimes. We're preaching the gospel where they hustle and blast nines. With family struggle, the poor, homeless, are passed by. Every single person is a sinner with some past crime. The spirit desires to clean up our filthy trash minds. Acts 17, God put up with our ignorance. Christ has been revealed, now he demands that we repent for this. 1 Corinthians 1:18, the death of Jesus is the power of God to us. To the foolish, it's ridiculous, man.
Not many on this road is gonna make it. Only got one shot, you better take it. Living in this wicked world will leave you tainted. Time's running out, better not waste it. So I'ma spend my time praising the Lord. Ay, I'ma spend my time praising the Lord. What I'm doing with my time, I'm praising the Lord. I'm praising the Lord. I'm praising the Lord.
Yeah. Trust me, in this life you will meet a lot of people. Some stay with you for the rest of your life, and some are only here for a season. But the fact of the matter is, nobody else compares like Jesus. I know that firsthand. Yeah, let's get it. To me, every mic is a mean mic. Me and my team fight. Not cause we dream right, but cause we seen Christ. If you a rapper with someone that I would deem nice, it still don't save you from catching it when the steam bites. I'm finna walk in as soon as I see the beam light. Telling Satan, get out my face, so I'm cracking your screen twice. Beats get lean nice, throw them from mean heights, and watch them lay over, then in between flights. And it's only when God's involved that I get this aggressive. Staying on that mission, even when I get disrespected. Hit the message, get rejected, but they don't split the record. Am My life's a naked salad, he's fit to dress it. When I pull up in that Honda, you think I'm dumb fly. But at the end of the day, I'm just one guy that'll attack beats, lyrical murder right on my rap sheet. If it's making the Lord look like that,
gotta see the king. Nobody else gives me what I need.
Nobody else,
the one and only Prince of Peace.
Nobody else,
the only friend that can never leave.
Nobody else, nobody else.
Gotta seek his face. Nobody else gives me what he got.
Nobody else,
who else compares to me? He is the rock.
Nobody else,
when I was trapped, he released the lock.
Nobody else,
cause he is God.
Knowing Jesus, I trust that it's making the flow stronger. Flame the recording booth, so it's taking it no longer. I walk in his gates, I don't check for the reservation. Repping with dedication, bet that he's never skating. Give me truth in spades, I'ma scoop the trays. Jump in the lunch line, grab on spiritual food for days. Believe me, the doom delays. Watch me boom and Dre spitting that good news as soon as the music plays. Bars are rushing, a true hater. Gotta get the touch from the true savior. Either that or I'm loving the rude flavor. God is dope, Satan's a sucker, so who's safer? Playing with words quick as a puzzle in newspapers. Up until 14, my life was right in the wrong verse. Soul said 9-11 and God will respond first. What I'm grabbing is accurate, that's to say the least. I'm gone from blazing heat, whatever he sprays.
Gotta see the king, nobody else gives me what I need.
Nobody else,
the one and only Prince of Peace.
Nobody else,
the only friend that can never leave.
Nobody else, nobody else.
Gotta seek his face, nobody else gives me what he got.
Nobody else,
who else compares to him? He is the rock.
Nobody else,
when I was trapped, he released the lock.
Nobody else,
cause he is God.
Every day when I wake up, there is a victory to claim. Moving my phone and watching my lyrics rearrange. And I've accepted the fact that the closest people to me can switch up whenever they want. But the spirit be the same, checking for the highs. And when the mess is finna rise, I'm looking for Jesus. Forget a blessing in disguise. Believe me, I will make it. Believers are still hated, you still jaded. In front of God, I'm still waiting.
Gotta see the king, nobody else gives me what I need.
Nobody else,
the one and only Prince of Peace.
Nobody else,
the only friend that can never leave.
Nobody else, nobody else.
Gotta seek his face, nobody else gives me what he got.
Nobody else,
who else compares to him? He is the rock.
Nobody else,
when I was trapped, he released the lock.
Nobody else,
cause he is God.
Who else really compares to the Lord Jesus? I mean, you can look east, you can look west, you can look north, south, nobody compares. It's just that ill.
Yeah. We're taking the word to the streets. Bridging the Gap. You're listening to Bridging the Gap.
Bridging the Gap.
Yes and amen. Hey, welcome back to Bridging the Gap. We in the house. Thanks for riding with us. Amen. I'm in the house with my man Fred Hagee, and he's the author of the book. Well, I should call it an instruction manual on witnessing called Give 'em Jesus, the only soul winning handbook you will ever need. Amen. And there's some powerful stuff in here. And like I said, this is all scripture in here. He has scriptures and reference of scriptures and all of this good stuff. But we've been having a great conversation off air. It's just a wonderful thing to be able, first of all, to be able to share the gospel. And I want to read the scripture too. I want to give you this because I said that I would, but this is how important preaching the gospel is in the Lord's eye view. This is why he does it. This is why preaching the gospel is such a unique tool. Okay. And this is coming from 1 Corinthians. You know, like I always say, read the whole chapter, but 1 Corinthians 1, and we're going to start at 20, and I'm just read it. Where is the wise? Where is the scribes? Where is the disputer, the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? After that, in the wisdom of God, now listen, this is talking about the preaching. After that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believed. See, so the wisdom, the wise people, they just so above themselves. God said, okay, I am going to put this in place through the foolishness of us sharing the gospel. People can get saved. This is scripture. He goes 22. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greek foolishness. They can't relate. So, you know, they don't understand it. But unto them which are called both Jew and Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, preaching the gospel, verbally speaking the gospel, sharing the gospel is God's plan for us to do to help others get saved. Amen. That's Bible, people. Mm-hmm. That's Bible. I didn't write that. Preach the gospel.
Dwayne, 21 years ago, when I became a witness for Christ, I was so scared that I used to go hide to share share the gospel to meet my class requirements. I was afraid I'd see somebody I knew. I was afraid I'd get told no. And I was literally very uncomfortable. Mm. And I come to a realization and understanding one day that partly because of some statistics that I read. First of all, the average person has to hear the message of the cross 7.6 times before they understand.
Mm.
So what we as God's people have to understand is we're going to always get some rejection. But they're not rejecting us. They're rejecting our message.
Mm-hmm.
They're rejecting the cross. They're rejecting the blood of Christ for the forgiveness of sin. So I look at it this way. If in an average world, with average people, under average circumstances, we're going to reach a decision for Jesus, witness a decision for Jesus about one every 7.6 times, if everything is average. So if you take one and divide it by 7.6, that is 13%. So 87% of the time, I'm going to get told no. Because I never know where I am in that 1 to 7.6 queue. I might be number 1, I might be number 6, I might be number 7, or I might be number 17. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But faithfulness and success and personal witnessing is sowing the seed and sharing the cross. Those decisions are up to God. He's Lord of the harvest, not us. And it makes no difference where we are in that queue as long as we're faithful. And we propagate that queue, keep that queue going. So, you know, I might witness to a lost sinner today. You might, and maybe seemingly not get any results. And you might share the gospel with that same person tomorrow, and the spiritual light clicks on, and the Spirit moves, and there's a power and presence of the Holy Spirit there, and you get to witness that decision for Christ.
Wow. You know, so listen to what he's saying, people, is that you share the gospel, you may be the second person sharing the gospel. Someone else may be the third person to share the gospel with them. Someone else may be the fourth, fifth. But what he says, the average statistic is the sixth time someone shares the gospel with them is when it may click in their spiritual awareness. Mm-hmm. But that's scripture. You know, that's scripture. The Bible says that one watereth, one planteth, but it's God that gives the increase. Now, here's the powerful point in that. We never know when we are watering. We don't know when we are sowing. We don't know. We don't know what ground the message that we're giving is falling on. We don't know if it's the first time, the fifth time, or the sixth time. The only thing we need to worry about is sowing the seed. And far as rejection, a lot of people get discouraged by that. They'll be sharing the gospel, and the adversary be out there and beat them up. Mm-hmm. They discouraged. Everybody they talk to, I don't want to hear that, you know, and all this. And they don't want to go out and share the gospel no more. We're in a spiritual warfare. This is a spiritual battle. One watereth, one planteth, but God gives the increase. And we will never know when we are planting and when we are watering in somebody's life. It's just our job to plant the seed. Hear me, people. Always share the gospel. Now, I don't mean shoving it down somebody's throat. Mm-mm. You know, Fred said something earlier that was just powerful. He said, if you can argue somebody into Christianity, the devil can definitely argue them out of it.
Yeah. Quicker.
Yeah. So listen, our job as believers is to share the gospel, share the good news, share Christ. Now, there are all kinds of multiple ways that we can do that. But that's our job, to share the gospel, share the good news, plant the seed, and let God do the rest. A lot of times we ain't giving God nothing to work with. We ain't planting no seeds for him to increase. That's sad. That's what he's talking about, the so many church members that we will be tomorrow that never want anyone in Christ. We're not giving God anything to work with. We're not giving God anything to increase in somebody's life. This is why prayer is so important. I know people was praying for me. I know it. I don't even know who, and I don't even have to know. Thank the Lord that they were. Thank the Lord that my face fell upon my name fell upon their mouth. Thank the Lord. But one planteth, one watereth. God gives the increase. That's some powerful stuff, people. Mm-hmm. And we just read the scripture in 1 Corinthians 1, 20, 20, well, you can start at 20, 21, 22, on how God set this up. God set this up. Mm-hmm. He set this up for us to go out and share the gospel, and by the foolishness, because the wisdom of the world, they need signs and they need wonders. They need to see, we want to see a miraculous miracle. We want to see these things. And, you need to speak like this and speak proper in order to receive the gospel. No, he said, look, just go tell them about Christ. And let the Lord do the rest. Share the gospel, people. That's my passion for everybody. Under the sound of my voice, go share the gospel. Now I ran across a time, Fred, it's so funny. I share here and there. I see you calling. Carla, hold on for a minute. I put you right on. Hold on, Carla. But I remember a time when we was out witnessing. A friend of mine was out witnessing, and there's a Muslim dude. And they were sharing the gospel, and the Muslim dude hauled off and smacked him. And everybody started laughing because, you know, my buddy's eyeglasses all tilted off. And it wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. It wasn't a funny situation, but we could have a laugh. But the Muslim dude said, "You still love me?" And then when things calmed down a little bit, the Muslim dude was more acceptable. It's not like we had him in his chokehold. I'm like, you're going to receive God. But it was just one of those situations. But the adversary is out there to discourage us. He's out there to discourage us and to make us look bad. We just need to share the gospel.
Dwayne, another thing I want to drive home to you listeners this afternoon is this, that when we apply our engagement question, and this is Jesus-style evangelism, much like he did there with the lady at the well,
mm-hmm.
and when we apply the spiritual thermometer and attempt to get the scriptures into our friend's hand, that shouldn't take much more than about a minute. And what happens when we get our verses of scripture into our lost friend's hands and he starts to read, there is right there a definitive spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, spiritual warfare ensues big time. So I look at it this way. It's my job to be prepared and skilled in getting the word of God into the hands of this non-believer.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time, I surrender him to the Holy Spirit, and I revert to prayer. I become a prayer warrior for him because there's a spiritual war going on in this man's mind, mm-hmm. in this man's presence there, and he's battling big time. And the power, again, is in the Word. It's not in the man of God. It's not in the sister of God. It is in the Word of God. That's where people, as you said a number of times this afternoon, that's where they meet Jesus, through those scriptures, brother.
Amen. And that's what I see in your book is that it's scripture. This is not a substitute for the Bible. This is scripture in here. This is scripture incorporated in this writing. We need this. We need tools like this. We need more tools like that. We need more classes like this, you know, on how to be an effective witness, how to share the gospel, because we come up with so many different situations in our lives. And you need something that you can refer back to. And this is why you need to get the word in you.
Mm-hmm.
See, so when things happen, you can go back to that word. You can. And I love God, because I don't know. Listen, I ain't special. But he brings things back to my remembrance in the middle of a conversation. And I'd be like, whoa. After I left, I'd be like, oh, thank you, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't something that I had planned to say. But in the midst of the conversation, he brought something back to my memory. Boom. That was right there for that time. And that's what I'd be seeking the Lord for. Listen, I want the world to be saved. That's just me. I don't have a jealous. I don't have a hatred bone in my body. I want to see everybody saved because I experienced this goodness.
Amen.
I don't have people treating me like dirt. I want you to be saved. I want you to be saved. I want you. I'm praying for people that do me wrong. I want you to be saved. I want you to be saved. I want you to be healed. I want you to be delivered. I want you to experience what I had experienced. And it's not just for me. It's for everybody. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, have everlasting life. Listen, people, this stuff is real. You know, it's real. It's real. And, you know, it's my passion, but it's also my life. This is how I've been living for the last 30 some years. This is my life. This is my life. I love it, too.
Dwayne, another thing that God's put on my heart here is this. You know, I gave God every excuse I could possibly think of for 48 years. I don't know how. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll let somebody else do it because they can do it better than I can. But what I come to realize is this, Dwayne. On my worst day, and on your worst day, on our very, very worst day, everything's gone wrong, we're depressed, we're hit from one side to the other with adversity, this, that, and the other. What I've learned is this, when I'm prepared, when I've got my skill set ironed, clad, formed in my mind how I'm going to address this opportunity time after time after time after time. No matter how bad my day's been, no matter how bad things are going, when I'm ready, God's ready. And on my worst day, I'm good enough, brother, and so are you.
Amen, amen.
We're good enough.
Amen.
We'll have some days when we don't feel good, when, whatever. We've had a little disrespect shown to us, whatever. But on our worst day, when we're prepared and we understand what's going on and we're going to go out there and sow those seeds that you talk about, on our worst day, brother, we're good enough for God. Amen. And he'll use even us.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And listeners, you need to take that into heart because he designed us to share the gospel. And whatever we go through and whatever your experiences is in life, your circumstances, the situations, it's designed for you to share the gospel. Your testimony is not for you. Your testimony helped you overcome, but your testimony is for others so that you have the experience to share with others. This is why Jesus went through all the stuff that we go through. So you know, you can't say that he don't know what we go. No, he went through it. He went through it. The Bible says he went through every temptation that is common to man. He went through it. So he knows, and he showed us, you can do it. You can overcome this. You can get off of drugs. You can stop this right now, today. You know, I wrote a little pamphlet some time ago. It was called From Crack to Christ. I need to finish it and turn it into a book. But that's my test, From Crack to Christ. Yeah. Just like that. And as hard it is to get over certain situations, it was just like that. Snap of a finger. And I didn't even know. It was so surprised. I didn't even know I was off drugs. I didn't even know. I just, the desires was gone. Chasing a woman was gone. You know, the gambling, it was gone. Everything was gone.
Yeah.
It was gone. And I was just like, wow, where'd it go?
Praise the Lord.
And I didn't know until it was the drug day, the payday to get drug. And I was like, I ain't had the desire to do nothing. And that was the first time in my lifetime that I can remember I never spent no money on no drugs. I was like, man, I was so happy I took the whole church to movies.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, it was crazy. I said, hey, we're going to movies today. I took the whole church to movies, man. We all went to the movies and enjoyed a nice, wholesome flick. And it was just a beautiful time in the Lord. So, yeah, God can do it. God can change your way. God can do it. He can do it. He can do it. I don't have the words to tell you, but listen, he can do it. Amen. But hey, we're going to go to a break and we're going to come back. Hey, Fred, give out your contact information on how they can get a hold of you and get a hold of your book and your website information.
Dwayne, my website is GIVE-EM-Jesus. That's a dash, not an underscore, a dash. And that's .org. I am a nonprofit organization. The profits that we generate from this book, our board is going to translate this book into different languages, and we're going to use our profits in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never profit one dime from this book, ever. And they can reach me at that website. They can reach me at fred@givethemjesus.com. And the book, the paperback is $9.95. The ebook is $4.95.
Okay. So give that again, the site.
GIVE-EM-Jesus, JESUS.org.
Amen, amen. Yeah, get a hold of him and seek him out. He's real passionate about, every time I talk to him, that's all we talk about, Jesus. I love it. You know, some people like, you know, I had one for you, man, you talk to about Jesus too much. And I was just like, well, I won't be talking to you too much more, you know, but cause that's my conversation. It's one of them things. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but that's just who I am. God, this is how God made me up, man. I enjoy it. You know, I go around my sisters and brothers. All we talk about is Jesus. You know, we might watch a good flick and just talk about Jesus or see Jesus in the movie. You know, we talk about this. You know, see, so it's just good to have that kind of relationship with people. And I believe the old school disciples was the same way. All they did is talk about Jesus. Matter of fact, they probably did it a great deal more because they didn't have all of the mass distractions that we have here in the world today. So, hey, but we're going to come right back. We'll be right back with my man, Fred Hagee, and we'll be right back in the name of Jesus.
This is WPOL. WPOL Winston-Salem. And W273DH High Point.
The weapons for the kingdom and the city. Speaking life into the youth. Can you feel me?
And amen. Hey, welcome back. We in the house. Welcome back. Man, I'm just joining this in conversation, and this is the kind of stuff that equips me to even want to do more. You know, I was doing a video presentation in Syracuse, New York one time. I was out there with Jews for Jesus and Dick Rubin and all of them. Great, big, tall Jewish guy just loves Jesus, and he gave us a story at dinner. He said that he was and this is how powerful the name of Jesus is. He said he was out, and at the end of a service, he just said, "I want everybody to go out and tell somebody about Jesus." He said, it wasn't an altar call or nothing. He just said, I want all y'all to just go out and just tell somebody about Jesus. And service was over, the wind down, and, you know, and then he said he left and he stopped at the store before going to the hotel. And he was at the Speedway, whatever store it was. And he went up and he paid for his stuff and he was leaving. And then he thought what he said to tell what everybody to do. And so he turned to the cashier and he said, oh, Jesus loves you. And she started bawling and yelling and crying. She fell to her knees and he was like amazed. What's going on? You know, and the store was packed. And he said to her, he said, what's wrong? What's wrong? And she said, he said, you're the third person that said that to me. Jesus, God is trying to tell me something. And he said, after that, she's been a member at his church faithfully for the longest, you know. And, you know, that's just how powerful sharing the gospel is. And we need to do that. We need to do that. I know I was talking to you earlier. You wanted to share something else. And what do you have for us?
Dwayne, I believe if the 21st century church is going to survive, we're facing all kinds of battles out there today. I mean, from every way we turn, there's persecution to the people of God, to the church, to the Word of God, to God. And if the church is going to overcome those difficulties and adversities that we're facing out there in the world today, we're going to have to grow the church internally. Mm-hmm. The church is going to have to be grown organically from inside by equipping the body of Christ to be practical, passionate soul winners. We're not going to, the church is not going to survive through the efforts of stadium evangelists and all that kind of stuff. We as God's people have got to get prepared to share the gospel. They're looking for our message out there. Mm-hmm. And when we do, we're going to see people come into our church. We're going to see our churches grow. And the mm-hmm. sister that called a while ago, my encouragement to her was get her skill set identified, get it down step by step, and take one or two people in her church with her and get them trained and comfortable in sharing their faith. Mm-hmm. And this takes a while. It don't happen in one trip to witness and share the gospel. They may have to read the book and go out and share the gospel. And they might get rejected. They might have to get up and brush the dust off. And then they need to maybe read the book again and go out and share the gospel. Mm-hmm. And they might get rejected. I have to brush the dust off. And I call that spiritual growth, by the way, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
And it might take three or four times of reading that book. And go, but when you get your skill set down, that dying world is looking for the message of the cross, and they will listen to your verses.
Hallelujah.
And they are looking to make decisions. And something else they're looking for, they're looking for some comfort and some peace and some fellowship with other people. They may not realize it, but when they find that, their lives will take on a whole new direction. And I believe that's how spiritual growth is going to occur in the 21st century.
Amen, amen. I'm with that 100. You know, I know a lot of people say stuff like, you the church, we the church, you know, individually, but the church is actually the gathering of the individuals. See, so fellowship is definitely an important thing. But then studying, I seen the book of Acts, the church was for them to come together to give an account of what God was doing in their lives outside. You know, so they came together to give an account, to give arms and, you know, bless each other and all that stuff. But it was like, what is the Lord doing for you out there? You know, and so I agree with that wholeheartedly. In fact, we see that all through scripture. You know, a lot of people, I think they miss some things on these disciples. They were sharing this gospel and it wasn't pretty. I mean, you know, Paul shared the gospel, got stoned, mm-hmm. and they threw him outside of the city as dead, because so that means he had to be in bad shape. Mm-hmm. So he shared the gospel, got stoned, and they threw him outside. And then I believe that the saints came and prayed for him, and you know, and the Spirit of God nursed him back up. Mm-hmm. And he didn't leave. He went back into the city. You know what I'm saying? See, so there is a spiritual warfare, but it also affects your physical as well. Mm-hmm. I recall many times going out sharing the gospel, man, I was exhausted, beat up, didn't want to talk to nobody, you know. The day of witnessing didn't go the day I planned, how I planned it to be. It was a rough day.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, it was a rough day. And that's just like you pointed out. The effectiveness of preaching the gospel isn't what we see right in front of us. It isn't what we see people it's falling out and accepting the Lord's right there on the spot. It is us just going out knowing that we're planting seeds. And we may not never see the results of them seeds. Like my testimony. I give my testimony. You know, I got saved. The last seed that the Lord planted in me was me seeing Dwight Thompson preaching on TBN. Now, the Lord been dealing with me all for years. The last seed was Dwight Thompson preaching a message on TBN that saved my soul, that pushed me into church that Sunday. Now, I haven't met Dwight Thompson. Well, not at that time. I haven't met Dwight Thompson. He didn't know me. Never shook his hand. I didn't know the guy that was set up to run the camera. I didn't know the person who did the editing, the ones who put it together. I haven't met Jan and Paul Culture established the TBN television show. I haven't met the ones that produced it, that put it into play for that Sunday, for that weekend. I haven't met any of those people, but I'm a product of all of their work. All of their efforts, I'm a product of that. And that's what got me into the church. See, so I come to find out that it's not about that at all, you know. It's not about what you see. It's about what's happening on the inside of you.
Amen.
Like I said, they don't know me from a can of paint, but I'm a product of their ministry, and I probably never know. They never won't meet them till they get to heaven.
Yeah.
And that's the powerful planting seeds.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We just got to do what we got to do.
God's Lord of the harvest. That's not our job.
Yeah.
That's his job. I talk about counting your decisions in the book. That's not your job. That's God's job. Our job is to be faithful and sowing seed. And when we do that, we will see a lot of decisions for Jesus.
Amen.
You're never closer to God than when you tell that lost sinner about Jesus, brother. They will never, ever, ever forget your message. They may not like it.
Mm-hmm.
They won't always like it. But they will never forget your message. I promise you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have to stand fast on that because we don't know. All our job is to plant and water.
Yeah.
I love that scripture because they was arguing. That scripture came about because they was arguing. I got baptized out of Saul. You got baptized out of Paul. And Paul was like, who are we?
Yeah.
You know, we are all nothing but planters and waterers.
Yeah.
And it's God that gives the increase. And that's a humble way to look at this is that, you know, I'm not special. I'm just like you. We are planters and waterers, and all our job is to share the gospel.
That's called obedience.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And like you said, Matthew 9, is Jesus said, listen, pray for the Lord to send laborers in the field. He said the field is right. I mean, the field is ready. Those souls out there are ready, no matter how hardcore they are, no matter where they're sitting at, they're ready.
They are.
And we need to get out there and share the gospel.
Yeah. They're looking for our message, no doubt.
Yeah. Especially if things start getting hotter, you know. Yeah. it's going to happen. It's going to happen. That's one thing about this Ukraine situation that's a total blessing is that people are calling on the name of the Lord. You know, it's a sad thing, but it's the truth. Crisis bring people closer to Christ. You know, difficulties bring people closer to Christ. You know, bad situations.
Yeah.
You know what? Where we had mass shootings, and guess what? A day of prayer. And you come in front of the mouths of the ones that was neglecting prayer, that was talking against it. So what I'm saying is that, listen, we have a job. We just stay focused, stay on our posts, and share the gospel. But I love your book. I love your book. And I want you to give out your information again. Please take this down because Fred has a wealth of wisdom. He's been in Christendom for some time now. You know, you can reach out to him on his website. You can get a hold of him. I'm pretty sure he loves doing engagements and come stopping and sharing this firsthand. This book is awesome. This book, I got my copy. This book is awesome. You can never have enough word, and some things God put in your place just so you can grab hold to prepare you for what's coming. Mm-hmm. We need to be ready to share this gospel.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's that scripture? Be ready in season, out of season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got to be ready to share. You're always ready to give an account.
You know? Every man.
Yeah.
Do it with gentleness and meekness.
Mm-hmm.
None of that arguing people into the kingdom. It don't work. It never has. It never will, brother.
Yeah. I got a friend of mine on Facebook, you know, and I just watch his posts. And he got good intention, but he's arguing with folks. Uh-huh. And he makes statements just to, and it's not that the statements are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But he's making statements just to create argument, dude. And I'd be like, I pull him to the side. I said, you know, but, you know, some people, you know, you just got to just let the Lord have his way.
Dwayne, instead of arguing with those people, you need to surrender them to God, and you need to go hunt the Holy Spirit's presence and share the gospel with that person.
Amen.
And if you can't find the Holy Spirit's presence there, surrender that person and start praying for him and go to the next person and hunt the presence of the Holy Spirit there. That's what Paul was talking about when he said, let me walk in wisdom toward outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
You can spend all day talking to somebody who's already born again. You know,
mm-hmm.
Paul was looking for those people who were lost. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I believe that's verse 18, he said, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Amen.
So, you know, we need to, when they're not receptive to our message, don't argue with them. Don't try to beat them over the head with your Bible or your Testament. It's not going to work. It just makes it harder for the next person in the 7.6 cube. You got me?
Yeah.
We need to leave that ground fertile.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Hey, but give your information out again.
Dwayne, that's give.giveem-jesus.org. And they can reach me at fred@givethemjesus.com. And I'd be happy to help any way that I can. If they're local, I would be happy to help them in their church if I could. Whatever I need to do, brother, I'm just here to help. Thank you for letting me come today. Dwayne, I can't thank you enough, brother. I appreciate the kind words. God bless you, and what a powerful ministry you have right here in Bridging the Gap. I'm impressed a lot, brother.
Amen.
Thankful that I can be a part here with you, shoulder to shoulder.
Amen. Well, you know, I tell you, there's a lot of people that are in the unseen that affects the things that's on the scene. And so I always give a shout out to Pastor Stu, mm-hmm. Pastor Stu and Mike Calbone. Those are the ones that are allowing this broadcast to continue to go on. There's some just good people, man. There are people that are about Christ's business that not looking for anything. And it's just a blessing to be around good-hearted people, first of all, mm-hmm. people that love the Lord, but then are passionate about sharing this gospel. And that's what Truth Network and the Light FM, that's what they're all about, sharing this gospel, getting this word out, getting people closer to Christ.
To God be the glory, brother.
Amen. And that's what it is. So, I take nothing for me at all. I'm just like everybody else, you know. I just have a passion for the Lord, and the Lord opened up doors, and I'm just happy. But I've been involved in witnessing my whole life, or my whole salvation, my whole life of salvation. And it got to a place now where I have been saved longer than I have not.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just like, wow, Lord, you kept me, you're keeping me, you know. And through situations and circumstances that come up, God is still there. He's always there. So I count myself, you know, just like, Lord, you're just awesome in my life, you know. So I don't take nothing for granted. I don't take nothing for Dwayne did anything, you know. I because all this stuff, even my faith in him, you know, he prepared me for sharing the gospel. He put me around, because I used to have, you know, when I was growing up, my house was the hangout. You know, and we was doing everything in there but the right thing. So when I got saved, I was like, Lord, I need some Christian brothers, some Christian friends. Well, he saved me without them. And then when I got saved, I was saved for about 2 years. Then he gave them to me. He gave me some real brothers that really loved the Lord and was passionate about his ministry. And he hooked me up with them. And then I grew, started growing. And like I say, school after school, countless schools, classes, school, classes, this, that. I mean, you're talking about years of just learning about the Lord. Because I wanted to know more about him. See, so your book is definitely going into my study guide as well, just to prepare you on how to share the gospel, prepare you on how to get this message across, because we don't know everything, you know, and we do need some. So, but it was a blessing to have you here, Fred. I'm going to place a couple of songs for my music listeners, and we're going to go through that. But I give a shout out to you, taking time to be here, and hopefully we'll have you back and we can talk some more about some other things. And I love your passion for Christ, and this is it for me. This is what I love doing, you know.
To God be the glory, Dwayne.
Amen.
And to your listeners out there, don't give up. Just give them Jesus.
Amen. I love it. I love it. Hey, we'll be right back on Bridging the Gap. Hallelujah.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to Bridging the Gap with Minister Dwayne Kennedy. This is Pastor Michael Tyree. Tune in to 1340 WPOL or 103.5 FM. God bless you.
Are you big mad or little mad?
Big mad.
He big mad. Are you big mad? Oh, that's crazy, man. Ain't nobody mad but the devil right now, man. I'm full of joy. Let's go.
Go, go, go.
Yeah, you done messed up. I done broke free from that bondage holding me. See, I was chained up for a long time. Yeah, you have my heart. Yeah, you have my mind. Living a life of sin. I was loving it. It was killing me. I didn't know then, but Jesus pulled up and he showed me something better. Yeah, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Woo, woo, woo. I said, ain't nobody mad but the devil.
New York, LA, New York, New York.
Khaki suits and Pendletons, heaven is where we sit. Since faith is what I be living in, hustle to get my Benjamins. 10% of my dividends go to the man who's risen and never despise. Man dies knowing I'll live again. Equipped with a squad as I mob, faith in every step, trying to keep my win to the end. Bracing every breath, meet me on the block if the giant won the box. I'm hanging out the drop, shooting rocks from a slingshot. Modern day Babylon, dipping down Avalon. Stopped off in DA, then back on the freeway. Heading eastbound, let the rag top down. Let the beat pound, now the jag got round. Hit the fish house and then I get out. Hit the alarm, trip, it's only us. Who can I trust? Ballin' is hard work. Don't let this khaki suit throw y'all off. I praise him like baby till my clothes fall off. But that's
all I'ma say, gangster up, gangster down. See me on the block with the gangsters clown. L.A. crown, mad dog in the frown. And gospel with that gangster. The sound, and I'ma stay
gangsta. Yeah, that's from here to show red. The blue, we ain't scared, we don't care.
What you think about us?
This is more than you can bear. I told you this is war prepared.
Yeah, the game gets rough.
See, we came to win. It's the legendary say it again.
Stay gangsta.
Yeah,
now what's gangsta? This ain't another gangsta rap. As I attack on this gangsta track, call me a gangsta Mac. Fitted hats to the back and back, and when you give it, that is where you get it at. Believe that.
It ain't a million real gangsters left in all 50 states. Just a gang of fake suckers and busses to perpetrate. But I'm the unsung hero. Dividends stack back to zero. Checking cats quick like Devo. My speedo. Always ride for the people and shun evil. Front back flats on the Rego. Making moves and shaking religious rules. Eight on the tea leaf, roll of breaking fools. We bring it to your raw, hot, slick, and uncut. Thugs give us love, cause we gassed it up. It ain't a mystery. If you can figure the riddle, Bloods and Crips in the circle, with us in the middle, to take it back to the block, just to give them a little. We stop.
Yeah, that's from here to show red. The blue, we ain't scared, we don't care.
What you think about us?
This is more than you can bear. I told you this is war prepared.
The game gets rough.
See, we came to win. It's the legendary say it again.
Stay gangsta.
Get
you can tell by the way I talk, city to Mac, that I came from the city of trash. Regals and straps, Desert Eagles is illegally clapped. That's where I'm at, so I try to use the gift of my rap to bring them back. I quote facts, quote cacks, that's that. With a message for the knuckleheads posted with a sack. Try to bring them out the rain, but I can never change it up. I'ma forever stay gangsta'd up.
Don't take it personal, it's all business. This is dedicated to the riders. In the world, I can feel this. Till he changes ways, all I do is bang an 8-4, green and twist clean nowadays. And I praise with them grimy cats in the hood with the G's on D's. Where you will find me at? See, I take the game to a whole new level. See, walking on the devil, look, I'm way too ghetto. I stay
gangsta. Yeah, that's from here to show red or blue. We ain't scared, we don't care.
What you think about us?
This is more than you can bear. I told you this is war prepared.
And the game gets rough.
See, we came to win. It's the legendary say it again.
Stay gangsta.
Get it straight, y'all.
Stay gangsta.
Yeah, that's from here to show red or blue. We ain't scared, we don't care.
What you think about us?
This is more than you can bear. I told you this is war prepared.
When the game gets rough,
see we came to win. It's the legendary say it again.
Stay gangsta.
Can't bake y'all. Get it straight, y'all. Stay
gangsta.
We about to go home. Thanks for riding with us. I'm sitting here with my man Fred Hagee, and we just appreciate all the work that he's putting in for the kingdom. And if no one ever tells you, I'll say this: I love the work what you're doing in the name of the Lord. You know, because sometimes us as Christians, we go through, we do so much, and don't nobody say anything to us. And sometimes encouragement, we do need that. You know, so I mean, this is for Fred Hagee. This is for the listeners. This is for all you. I thank you for putting your hand to the plow to do the work of my Father. Yeah, I make it personal, my Father, and it's yours too. But you know, my picture's on his desk. You know, but hey, we just appreciate you, amen. So, Fred, hey, let's make a couple more points before we go and sign off for this evening.
Dwayne, one last point I want to make is this: that lost and dying world out there, they are looking for our message.
Mm-hmm.
They are desperately looking for our message. A lot of them don't know it. They know everything's going wrong. They know they don't have any peace. They don't have any hope. They don't have any joy. They don't have any comfort. They know things are not right, so they're looking for our message. And if we as God's people don't carry that message of the cross to that lost and dying world, nobody's going to do it for us. It's up to us as God's people. That's how it's going to get done. So I think we just need to be conscious that when we get ready, God will open doors, because that lost world is looking for our message.
Amen. And that's the beautiful. It's a living hope. And a lot of people don't realize the words that we give is a living hope. We give the words of a living hope, mm-hmm. You know, and people are walking around hopeless. You know, let me read something too. This is 1 Peter 1:3. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Amen.
We have a living hope. Our hope is alive. And that's the basis of everything that we do. Our hope is based on the promises of God. Now, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have eyewitnesses that seen this. Mm-hmm. I love what Peter stood up in front of us. Peter said, hold up, y'all. Peter, and I'm paraphrasing. Peter said, hold up. He said, this is not no hocus pocus. This is not wishing on a star. Look it up, people. Peter said, this is not wishing on a star. He said, I was there. I seen him. I heard the voice from heaven. I heard it. He said, this is not no foolishness. This was this man's word. This man said, I seen this. I was there. And that's what we have. I count witnesses through scripture. They were there. They seen this. They were there, people. Yes. And now we can partake of that. So now we just need to share this living hope.
Mm-mm-mm. Amen.
Hey, so give your information again, Fred, because we get to go. We're going to ride out of here with some music. And I just love the Lord, and I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming. I appreciate what we spoke on. This is awesome to me. And this is the foundation of everything, sharing this gospel.
Dwayne, GIVE-EM-Jesus.org. Give them Jesus. And they can buy it in ebook. Or they can buy it in paperback.
Mm-hmm.
Be in all the bookstores April the 24th, I believe it is. Dwayne, thank you again for all that you do, for your work here, for the work of the kingdom. I can't thank you enough for having me on this afternoon, and thank all your listeners for listening. And don't forget, give them Jesus, guys.
Give them Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We appreciate you. Amen. You guys have a nice weekend. Get ready for church tomorrow. Get your mind set and go to get and receive a word from God to set you on your path. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I tell you what, it's hard work. Late nights, long hours, long flights. It's going to pay off, bro. December. You just remember that I said it, man. December, don't forget. Everything gonna change.
I don't go by what I see, I go by what you say. And I don't bow my knee to no one, but I bow to pray. Lord, I don't vibe by what I feel, I know you round the way. I took a beating, got some wounds, you took the pain away. Your words the weapons that I wield when I came to slay. Sometimes you tell me to stand still and put my sword away. And then you show me in your hand, you hold the victory. I've been getting busy, acting distant, know you missing.
missing me. Yes, I'm sorry, Lord, I know the things you did for me. I'm at the time I get it right, but you forgiven me. So I'm here in your presence, this is full surrender. I can feel your love, you are no pretender. And yes, you fought for my heart and it's no contender. In the bad times, your blessings, Lord, I still remember. So I give my gifts away to you like it's December. Yeah, like it's the sun.
I give all my gifts to you. I'm grateful for the things you do. Thanking you for what you brought me through. I couldn't be me if I didn't have you. I give all my gifts to you. I'm grateful for the things you do. Thanking you for what you brought me through. I couldn't be me if I didn't have you.
Heaven comes down to meet me every time I pray. I just sit in your presence till I feel your gaze. And I will sit and worship as long as it takes. And I just push past my flesh, kick down all the gates. I'm glad you don't treat me like no castaway. I'm just sitting in your hand and I'm the potter's clay. My team never made it home like that triple play. And now it's just you and me like a wedding day. Came to a roadblock, but Lord, you made a way. And I was lost, but you came through like that AAA. You took my dark nights, you gave me better days. And I can never fool you, Lord, cause you know all my ways. Come to this altar naked and honest, no masquerade. You laid down your life so I can never be afraid. Yeah, life gave me lemons, I made lemonade. But I ain't bragging on myself, it's only by your grace.
I give all my gifts to you. I'm grateful for the things you do. Thanking you for what you brought me through. I couldn't be me if I didn't have you. I give all my gifts to you. I'm grateful for the things you do. Thanking you for what you brought me through. I couldn't be me if I didn't have you.
I know the fairy face, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. It never fail. You never fail. I know the fairy things, but you never fail. It never fail. You never fail. I know the fairy things, but you never fail. It never fail.
Yeah.
You never fail.
It be on my brain when I'm hurting. What the clock sisters sang at small churches. Is my life in vain? Is it all worth it? I know you don't prescribe pain without purpose, but I'm getting kind of tired if I can be honest. Waiting for a guy, come and get me, be honest. Trouble stacked so tall, I could be Giannis. Now I'm not the best of the theologians, but know that I can question his methods and not his motives. Moments when I'm second guessing whose side you own is. My own is to stop and reflect on my atonement and realize you own it, you ain't never fail.
I know the fairy things, but you never fail. It never fail. You never fail. I know the fairy things, but you never fail. It never fail. You never fail. I know the fairy things, but you never fail. It never fail.
Yeah. 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 I don't always understand God's reasons. I just know it's hard to understand them in dry seasons. Guess I gotta wrestle with the facts and SOS when I feel trapped. Don't wanna hear another song about my season. I just wanna lock in to engage with the weary minds. Dive into the deep where it's broken and teary eyes. I just gotta wrestle with the skeptics while I listen to the questions. Like all those years of oppression, man, where was God? I get a douche. If God would fix everything, that would make him appealing. But since he can't, but he doesn't, that makes him a villain. Dad, I'm in my feelings. Shit. Cause I ain't got all the answers, but I can't walk away. Nah.
I know the fairy things, but you never fail. It never fail. You never fail. I know the fairy things, but you never fail. It never fail. You never fail. It never fail. You never fail.
But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. taking us together with Christ. By grace are you saved.
Your love so true, I can't even wrap my mind around it. The way you speak to me, I love the way it's sounding. The way it's sounding, and it gets my heart to pounding. The way you be loving me, really God is so astounding.
Your love so true, I can't even wrap my mind around it all. You give me melodies, I love the way it's sounding all. You're the only reason that my heart is even pounding all. You turn nothing into something, into me, it's so astounding all.
That's why I stay in the world, you know I be meditating. I only be getting high no more, no, no, I'm medicating. Call God every time I'm gonna do something, yeah, I ain't hesitating. Devil trying to find a way to make me fall, he investigating. God came, he circumcised my heart and it was painful. But it made me the way I am, look at me now, ride with the angels. He never changed on me when everybody changed up. He gave me the key, set me free when I was chained up. God, do whatever you do to keep me from the situations. I know what I gotta do, you already gave me revelation. I know where to find you, I don't need you to send me your location. Got my eyes on you, I don't even be worried about complications. Your love so true, I can't even wrap my mind around it. The way you speak to me, I love the way it's sounding. The way it's sounding, and it gets my heart to pounding. The way you be loving me, God is so astounding.
Your love so true, I can't even wrap my mind around it all. You give me melodies, I love the way it's sounding all. You're the only reason that my heart is even pounding all. You turn nothing into something, into me, it's so astounding all. I'm saved by grace. I just love to get to know you day by day. I was deep in darkness, but you made a way. So much pain, I want it to be heartless. Give me a sword and a brand new garment. I got a God that can do anything. About the joy that he brings, about the joy he brings. I'm in Jesus, he's in me. Got a brand new life, new family. Yeah, I believe he'll answer me when the time is right. Got a brand new life, got a family, we one in Christ. Yeah, the Holy Spirit will lead you right. I know that he changed my life. Yeah, I know that he gave me a life.
So true, I can't even wrap my mind around it. The way you speak to me, I love the way it's sounding. The way it's sounding, and it gets my heart to pounding. The way you be loving on me, God is so astounding.
Your love so true, I can't even wrap my mind around it all. You give me melodies, I love the way it's sounding all. You're the only reason that my heart is even pounding all. You turn nothing into something, into me, it's so astounding all.
Do I not persuade men, but God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ.
I can hear them talking about me, but that don't stop my faith from rising. I am not a crowd pleaser, I'm a God pleaser. To see the term is my destiny when I leave here. There is no one, no one, nobody that can stop you. It's only you, yeah. I can hear them talk about me, but that don't stop my faith from rising.
Just like Daniel, I need the spirit of excellence upon me. You can say what you want, but I know what my father calls me. I'm a son of his love. Nobody can stop me but myself, not even Satan. And his angels can have me thinking like hell. That's why I love conviction. It separates the soul from the spirit. Talking about living by faith and not living off of my feelings. Got no time to get defended. Gotta survive these accusations. If you spit on me, then I do like Jesus did. Whenever they slay them, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. I got this truth in my heart, cause Father, I'm so close to you. Father, forgive, cause they don't know what they do. Look, I got this truth in my heart, cause Father, I'm so close to you.
I can hear them talking about me, but that don't stop my faith from rising. I am not a crowd pleaser, I'm a God pleaser. Cause he determines my destiny when I leave here. There is no one, no one, nobody that can stop you. It's only you, yeah. I can hear them talk about me, but that don't stop my faith from rising. I'm a God pleaser.
Look, the one who made me is the one who elevates me. I know the king of darkness really hate me, so he used the ones he can to put some lies inside my head.
Yeah, he like to use his puppets when you right there by the edge. When you slip, when you fall, they say what happened, Mr. Bible Man. But I know if I got my eyes on the king, then anytime I can rise again. I ain't like trying to bleed these people. Who you really trying to boast in, huh? I'ma lean on the king, not cause it depend on him when I'm broken, huh? I'ma keep my heart strong, my faith high. I got a made up mind. I ain't out here aiming at night, cause Jesus made me brave and wise. My job is to love the one that's so far from Jesus. Even if they hate me, they just don't know who they are from Jesus.
I can hear them talking about me, but that don't stop my faith from rising. I am not a crowd pleaser, I'm a God pleaser. Cause he determines my destiny when I leave here. There is no one, no one, nobody that can stop you. It's only you, yeah. I can hear them talk about me, but that don't stop my faith from rising. No, I'm a God pleaser.
Some of y'all are spending hours, think that it's a superpower. Satan looking to devour, let your head on from the tower. You don't need a prince, nah, but you do need the savior. Really, you should save your time working on the inside where it matters. Cause all this is bleeding bliss, it won't be missed. So don't be missed, oh, don't dismiss what this is. Get facelift and catch my I knew that, yeah. I could thrive all this time, watch me shine. Know my worth, oh yeah, I'm purchasing, I'm free and still a dime, ayy. Time to flip the stick and put my worth up in design. Did it in the womb, that's why my fit is looking fine. I don't need no man to get success, I'm a headliner. I just stay submitted to what's real, just like a mind. Yeah, yeah, ayy, yeah. Spending the money, but honey, does it make you whole? Ayy, yeah. Rockin' some Christians, but I ain't just talking my soul. Hold up, ayy, yeah. Walking this boy, yeah, I'm running till I make it home, yeah, ayy. Yeah, put them within so I win, cause everything gon' go, yeah.
It's true, you could gain the world, be the top Instagirl, but trust me, none of this is real. Can't take nothing with you, how you feel.
Jesus, yeah. God, my non-persistence, my inconsistencies, and everything that stopped my mission. I'm so obsessed with me and what I'm getting, that times I miss what you've been telling me and what's your vision. I can't even see the bigger picture if my name ain't mentioned. That's not my plan at all. At times I fall to selfishness. I'm helpless if your spirit ain't with me. I need your help in this. Get so consumed in what I don't got that I missed the mark. I'm being transparent with you. At least we have a start. Confess my sins to you. I hope that's what my friends will do. Without you, I'm just filthy rags, dirt on my Timberland boots. I preach it so you hear the truth and know you're not alone. 10 years saved and I still battle issues that I thought were gone. That's why I trust in you. I need you. I'm in love with you. I seek your face. I praise your name. I'll never get enough of you. That's why I trust in you. I need you. I'm in love with you. I seek your face. I praise your name. I'll never get enough of you. Yeah.
That's why I lift his name up.
For your mercy, and I ask forgiveness for all the people that hurt me. My lack of living water really had me thirsty, but now my thirst is quenched, so I pray for the ones that curse me. How could I not recognize that missing you was an issue? Tough times was hard to get through without wanting to use a pistol, but now I understand the battle wasn't for me, and that the blood of Jesus Christ is running through me, and that the dirty